about coyotes is, could you please tell me a story, or an experience that you've had with coyotes in Vermont?
When I was about 11 years old, 12 years old, I was out deer hunting with my father. And I was pushing a ridge with him, off an open field. And I was pushing that, searching for deer. And maybe if I jump a deer to him, would be great. And as I got closer to my father where I could see him in view, I noticed like he kind of had his gun up, and I didn't know if he was pointing it at me or I didn't know what he was doing. And then he shot. And then, of course, I jumped and got nervous. And I just happened to turn around behind me, and not too far away, probably around 75 feet, there was a very large koi dog that was following me, actually stalking me in a sense. And my father had watched him follow me for quite a ways, and and he was just, of course, I was smaller and I didn't move as good as the coyote did, in his terrain. So he just, had to take care of the animal before it would do something to me. And I tell you, it was a pretty weird feeling afterwards, knowing that that dog was actually following me.
And can you tell me why that story has stuck with you? Why was that a meaningful experience?
Well, like I just said, afterwards, I kind of got like a sense of reality of, what could have happened if my father wasn't there, or if I wasn't in his view at that time, or so afterwards, thinking like, boy, that's kind of scary. And I believe, that's probably why it stuck with me. And another thing is that dog is actually one of the biggest koi dogs I've ever seen in my life. I did manage to get a, after we dispatched it, I took a picture of it, just to show how big of a dog it really was. And that was just, and I see koi dog, I probably see about 20 of them a year, and it's still to this day the biggest one I've seen.
I'm hoping to talk about your experience of coyotes really generally, and I'm wondering if you could rank your experience of coyotes in Vermont on a scale of 1 to 9, with 1 being negative and 9 being positive.
Well, with my experience with coyotes, I was definitely ranked on as a one, very negative. I did some time working for an organic farm where we did a lot of pasturing in the summertime through and I would see them out early in the morning in the pasture where the fresh calves were born. I've seen calves get killed. I'm an avid deer hunter, and I see what they do to the deer population. So, in my experience with the coyotes, they're pretty much no good.
I mentioned a 4-H-er, so I'm really interested in particular in the farming community in Vermont, and I'm interested in how farmers think about the land that they're farming on and the animals that live on the land. And I'm wondering if you could tell me a story or an experience or an interaction that you've witnessed where land, livestock, and coyotes all interact. And you can think really broadly about interaction or this experience or this thing you've witnessed. It doesn't have to really be one moment. It can be hard to sum up this interaction in one moment, but I'm interested in hearing your experience of how those three things, land, livestock, and coyotes all interact.
Well, again, I got another great story of a coyote. When I was on the organic farm, I had gone out to the fresh cow or the dry cow pasture to see if I had any fresh cows, just daylight. And it was a beautiful fall morning. There was some nice foliage, and this stuck out, in my head too, and I'll never forget this. So I go out there, and the sun was just barely starting to come up. It was a beautiful morning. And I look out and I see off in the distance, I see the cows scattered through the field, and I see a cow nursing a calf. And, you know, that was just odd. It wasn't too far away. I see this coyote out there. And coyotes are kind of fun to watch
mm-hmm.
because he was after a field mouse and he was hopping around like a bunny.
Oh.
And just that scenario with the way everything was that morning, you know, and it was just, to me, that experience with the coyote was a positive experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have any positive experiences with coyotes. You know, being the farmer and also being the hunter, so I can see what it does to our, you know, the livestock on the farm with chickens, you know, calves and et cetera. And then plus seeing what it does with the deer herd,
mm-hmm.
you know, chasing young fawns around. So, I mean, I really don't, I think coyotes are a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, having said that, thinking back to that one instance, where that beautiful morning, it was a fall morning, you know, we had nice foliage, and there was a cow nursing a calf, and there was a coyote just hopping around, you know, trying to get this field mouse. It was pretty surreal.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And sorry if this question's a little redundant, but could you just talk a little bit more about why that experience was so meaningful to you? And you already talked about this a lot, but why was this such a meaningful experience for you to, or scene for you to see?
Well, you know, with me, you know, always being outside, you know, I really enjoy the outdoors. I mean, mm-hmm. I really enjoy the country settings, and you know, that experience was just. Was just great, just because, you know, the beautiful, it was outdoors, there was a beautiful setting, you know, there was a lot going on to really make that be a positive, you know, situation.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it was just everything, you know, it was a nice calm morning, the sun was coming up, there was beautiful foliage, you mm-hmm. know, and had a nice happy cow with a happy calf, and a coyote doing his own thing, you know, not mm-hmm. even worried about the calf, just, you know, hopping around.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds beautiful. And I'm picking up on land in this story, and I'm wondering if you could talk about land and how you think about land. And in particular, I'm interested in whether or not land impacts or had an impact on what was meaningful to you in that story. And could you explain why or why not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, the land, you know, it's just, you know, of course, out here in this, you know, I live in Bridgeport, and, you know, it's just a beautiful country. There's a lot of open fields, but yet there's still a lot of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a ton of maple trees, so the fall time, you know, gets really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the way the fields are, there's a lot of rolling hills out here in Bridgeport. It's not flat, so, you know, you get a lot of different sceneries. You got the Green Mountains in the background,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the horizon on one side, and on the other side, you've got, you know, the Adirondack Mountains in that view. So, I mean, it's just, I believe, and I feel strongly that, you know, Bridgeport, you know, this area, Addison County, is just a beautiful. It's a great place.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the land, the layout's perfect. I mean, yeah, it's just phenomenal out
mm-hmm.
here.
Wow. And the other thing I picked up in your story was the livestock. And I'm wondering if you could talk about whether or not the livestock in that story was meaningful to you. And if you could talk a little bit about why or why not.
Well, yeah. See, the livestock, you know, coming from a family farm at a young age, taking care of calves and cows and, you know, doing the on the equipment end of it as well. But I just have a strong feeling about, you know, the animals that I take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I try to give them the best thing that I can do for them at any given moment. You know, and I really enjoy them, and I really love seeing, you know, happy cows. I really love seeing cows, you know, having calves like outside in their natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just great.
Mm. That's great. And then finally, this question will sound familiar, but the third component of that story, coyotes, do coyotes impact, or did the coyote in that story impact what was meaningful to you? And yeah, you talked about this, but could you talk a little bit more about why or why not?
The one is a story that I had about the scenery with the cow and the calf and the coyote. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if that coyote just wasn't there at that particular location or that at that time, I think that it just would have been another average great morning where I could, you know, I always saw a fresh cow nurse and a calf that time, you know, so that wasn't anything new, but having a coyote in the background in the same area playing around, I thought it, you know, it just meant a lot more to me, like, you know, this is actual nature, and, you know, this is how it should be, you know, I don't want to see coyotes chasing my calves or the cows around, but, you know, I don't mind if they, you know, get field mice, play around and do that. So absolutely, that coyote, you know, really, you know, enhanced my feeling about that situation at that time.
How often do you find that you're hunting coyotes? Is it pretty regular?
I don't generally go out and hunt for coyotes. I always keep a firearm, you know, in my vehicle. Every time when I hunt deer, I have an interaction with a coyote. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm hunting deer generally when I will hunt them.
I just have a few, sorry, you might hear my dogs in the background, but I have a few just background questions. And I think you've answered a large number of these through my dogs are going through the stories you shared earlier, but I'm wondering if you could think back to that first coyote story that you shared. Could you tell me where in Vermont it took place?
Yep, it took place in Bridgeport.
Cool.
It was on my grandparents' land, and the funny thing is, I'm just building a house there right now on the land that, you know, is right there, so I can see it, right in my backyard now.
Wow. And,
it was close by.
Yeah, wow, that's great. And do you remember what year that story took place in?
Yeah, it was 1994.
Cool.
I was 11 years old.
And what kind of things do you do outside, whether it's for work or for recreation?
Well, I do, you know, I try to always be outside, you know, work, you know, I always work outside. I'm always outside. I got three young kids, and you know, they love to be outside, so I'm outside with them. I play a lot of golf on my free time, you know, and that's an outdoor sport. And you know, in the fall I hunt. You know, this year is a little different, I'm building a house right now, but normally I would go from bow hunting, which starts in October, and that goes for the month, and then you've got rifle season that picks up after that I would do that, and then there's a third season, muzzleloader season, which ends right around December 15th. So I pretty much hunt October and November and the first part of December. And all the free time I got, I'm outside, I'm in the woods, I'm by myself, it's quiet, it's peaceful, beautiful. I've fallen asleep out there before.
Yeah, I love the outdoors too. How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, my oldest daughter, Sophia, she just turned 8 back in July.
Oh.
And then my middle child, Hannah, she turned 6 actually in January. And then my youngest, Dustin, he's actually got a birthday in a couple weeks.
Oh.
3.
Wow. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, thanks. And you know, and my kids are, you know, I love to give them the same experience as I had when I was a child. You know, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she was 5 years old at the time, and I was doing some hoof trimming when I was on the organic dairy. She'd come down and she'd help me. And I had this cow that I was going to work on her feet, and I was looking at her, and of course we had bull breeding, so we didn't have much AI, so we didn't have any breeding dates.
Right.
You know, preg check off from, and they said the cow looked like she was starting to get a little overweight, and she didn't really have much of an udder,
mm-hmm.
so it looked like she was kind of on the tail end, so I just wanted to preg check her, so I rectaled her, and, you know, my daughter was like, can I do that, Dad? So
mm-hmm.
I just grab a glove, and she didn't hesitate.
Wow.
You know, she was right in with her arm, and of course, she didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really, you know, she doesn't really understand what she's feeling.
Yeah.
But I did not want to give her the opportunity. I did not want her to not have that opportunity. You know, she asked, she wanted to do it. I said, absolutely, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good for her. That's great.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yeah. Are they too young to hunt yet?
My oldest, of course, this year with the COVID and everything,
yeah.
We're going to do safety with her, but yes, they got to do 100 safety class first before mm-hmm. they can hunt, but they're all interested. They all, you know, watch hunting shows, and, you know, and I don't shy my kids away from guns. I teach them gun safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my first priority. Don't be scared of the gun. You just need to use it and know how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're really good. They're really, you know, they really understand. And my wife and I, we were fortunate enough, when every one of them was born, we bought them a lifetime hunting and fishing license.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is, so once they all complete their hunter safety, every year that for the rest of their lives, they'll each have a hunting and a fishing license every year that's already paid for.
Oh, huh. Interesting.
So all three of our kids have that, so they don't have to worry about buying their licenses every year.
Right. You answered this earlier, but how long have you lived in Vermont?
My whole life.
Wow. And what year were you born?
I was born in 1983, July 8th.
Okay. What's your gender?
I'm a male.
And then my last question is, what's your race or ethnicity?
I am American.
Okay.
You could put Caucasian, but, you know, I don't see color. I see as I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't get into this whole race war thing. I just see people as Americans. I don't see anybody as like an African American or an Indian American.
Mm-hmm.
I see them as Americans. So, I mean, I don't try to buy into the race thing. But when somebody asks me, you know, what race are you? I just say, you know, I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.